Our next guest is perhaps the world's most well-known Finnish comedian. His name is Ismo, and a video of his January 2018 appearance on Conan O'Brien's show has been seen over 70 million times on Facebook. Much of his comedy is about the English language and differences he's noticed between Finland and America.
I like driving here more than I did in Finland, because here the law is different, because here you can take a right on the red light. I love that. In Finland, that's illegal, so I feel like a criminal. I'm just always taking rights way more than I should. If the light is red, I'm gonna take a right. I basically go in circles. I love it so much.
We spoke with Ismo in July of last year. He was in the UK preparing to appear at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Ismo, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, and great. I'm calling you Ismo, by the way. Like, you do have a last name, but you go by just Ismo, like Cher or Madonna or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think there's many Ismos in America or maybe in the world of comedy in general. So I thought that it's easier to just have my first name. And yeah, it's nice. Four letters, like Cher.
Like Cher, right. And you're from Finland, which you talk about a lot in your comedy. I can't think of another comedian who's made it big who's from Finland. Can you?
Well, at least outside of Finland, I can't.
Well, why did you want to do that? Why did you want to take your comedy around the world?
Well, at first it was just, I really wanted to see, can I translate it and does it work in English? And it was just like I had nothing to lose. Like more than 10 years ago, I went to London actually to do my first English gigs, and I just wanted to try it out. And then it was so promising, and I kept going back. And then suddenly, now I'm doing way more English than Finnish, so it paid off.
But you do comedy also in Finnish?
Yeah, when I go to Finland, I do it in Finnish, yeah.
Is it very different?
Well, yes and no. Like some jokes are, like, or some things I tell are completely, it doesn't matter which language, if it's a story or something, like an observation. But then I do play a lot with the language, and that's mostly untranslatable. But actually, I think when I try to translate something untranslatable, I come up with new jokes. So it's good to think in two languages.
Well, let's listen to a little bit, for people who haven't heard you, of some of the comedy that you do that does involve the English language. Here you are talking about what's up.
But I have to say that it took a long time to learn the things, like the small, subtle things. Like, it took me a year to figure out that the correct answer to what's up is what's up.
How did you identify that as something that was weird? Because it's true, we say it all the time, nobody thinks about it.
Yeah, I think, like, I heard it a lot after moving to America, and it's weird because in Finland, if we ask a question, it's almost always like you have to answer something. Like when we just walk by somebody, we just say hi. But if we ask something, then we actually, like, are expecting an answer, but what's up is completely the opposite. What's up is just like, I remember the old commercials where people were just shouting that, what's up?
Right.
And nobody was answering.
I mean, you could say the same thing almost about how are you. You could say, how are you?
Yeah, I've been trying to get this right, because it's been so, that has been the most difficult part, actually, about moving to America, is the small talk rules. Because, like, my theory is that when somebody says, how are you, you have to say, good, how are you? Like, you have to kind of answer a little bit. But with what's up, it's just, what's up? So that's my theory. But people do it differently. Everybody does it, like, so it's those small talk things. And, like, how are you doing? That's even, like, you never answer anything to that.
One of your most famous bits involves the word, and I'll just give people a warning if they've got kids in the car or something like that. They might be annoyed by me using this phrase, but ass. You talk a lot about ass.
Sometimes if you add ass to something, it can actually reverse the meaning of the original word. Like, for example, bad ass. That's good. Like, bad is bad, but bad ass is good. But not always. Like, dumb ass is still dumb.
And you go on about this. You've got a lot of observations on the word ass.
Oh yeah, it's like a 4 or 5 minute routine about just the word ass. And now sometimes people even stop me on the street and say that, hey, it's the ass guy. The whole thing started when I kind of tried to figure out what ass means, and I realized that sometimes it doesn't mean anything. It's just like optional, like a long ass flight. It's the same flight without the ass. It's just a long flight. And my favorite, a grown ass man. It's a grown man, which was like it to me. It sounded like it's just the ass that has grown, but it's the whole man. So.
Do you use those phrases, by the way, that you've discovered and find so crazy that we use them? I mean, do you use them in when you're speaking English?
Well, yeah, I try to use them, but I'm kind of amused. Like, it's really hard for me to say that, oh, it was a long-ass flight. Like, without thinking that it's just weird to say. It's just, I'm too self-conscious of the word to kind of use it normally. But I try to use it. And the whole thing was like, I was just trying to figure out the English language and try to learn it. But then I stumbled into many jokes while trying to learn it. And I keep doing that all the time.
What you do kind of reminds me a bit of a routine that George Carlin did, the late George Carlin did a long time ago about sort of weird phrases in the English language. And I went back and I found one of the moments I'm talking about. I just want to play it for you. Here it is.
Down the tubes. Hear that one a lot. People say, the country is going down the tubes. What poops? Have you seen any poops? Where are these tubes? And where do they go? And how come there's more than one tube?
So there he is. And he talks about take the cake and some of these other ridiculous phrases that we use. But I mean, I wonder whether you got any inspiration from other comedians who have talked about these kinds of things.
Well I've heard the comparison to George Carlin a few times, and it's been great because I really love his stuff. Yeah. I have listened to all his stuff years ago. And I definitely like the style of like analyzing the language and doing long lists. I remember when I read a book about how to do comedy, and the first rule was don't do lists. And then I said, screw that, I'm doing lists, and Carlin also does lists. So I love that. But yeah, definitely I've got inspiration. I think from him, like I listened to him years and years ago, but then lately sometimes I go back to it also. So. I do listen to a lot of comedy, and now it's all over Netflix and everything, so you can get comedy anywhere.
So where do you see your career going now?
Well, I really enjoy living in America, and the comedy scene is so great. Because like after doing Conan, I've been touring a lot inside the States and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. And yeah, I'm just happy to tour a lot. And of course, a special is, I think that's kind of the obvious next step I'm hoping to do is to do a comedy special. And yeah, I try to not make any rigid plans. I'm like, I never had plans when I started to do comedy. I didn't even know that you can make a living doing comedy when I started. It was just a fun thing to do. And then suddenly that was my job a few years later.
Do you worry at all about losing your sort of sense of being an outsider if you now live in Los Angeles as opposed to Finland?
Definitely not, because I think I've always felt kind of an outsider of the whole human race. So yeah, I'm just happy to learn better English, and my jokes will be more subtle, I guess, in the future if I do more language stuff. And of course I do lots of other stuff also. Yeah.
You ever do political comedy?
Not really. I don't follow it enough, and there's so many comedians doing that now.
Right.
So I do like exploring society and human behavior, but like a bigger scale than like day-to-day politics.
I was just asking you because, of course, the world's eyes were just on Finland, you know, in the last few weeks because of the Helsinki summit between Trump and Putin.
Oh, yeah. And actually, and that was a funny coincidence, I was there in Helsinki.
Uh-huh.
My main worry was that the world was watching Helsinki in a heat wave. So now people have like a hugely misunderstood the Finnish weather.
Okay. You know, there's one phrase that we don't say in the United States, but they do say where you are in the United Kingdom. They say they're going to hospital as opposed to going to the hospital. I've never understood that. My father's English. I don't understand why they take the out before they say hospital.
Yeah, that is weird. It's kind of like like it would be like a continuous substance. The hot, like I'm having milk, like
right.
Not,
well,
not
I guess you'd say
milk.
You'd say I'm going to school in the U.S. You wouldn't say I'm going to the school, but you would never say I'm going to hospital here.
Hey, that's true, because like going to school means like, that means that you are going there for years, but going to hospital, hopefully, it's just like
just
one
for an hour,
busy.
Right?
this is actually this is a kind of a fun thing I just noticed because I'm now in the UK. Is that like in? It's a little bit of a difference between America and UK. Is that like it's the highest honor in the UK to be called a sir. Like that's mm-hmm. like the highest thing you can get is like being a sir. But in America, being called a sir means that you have kind of made a small mistake. Like, sir, you have to wait behind the yellow line, sir.
That's right. You're not really Sir Paul McCartney when that happens.
Yeah, it's like, sir, you have to pay for that. It's like you
excuse me,
wrong.
Sir. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of slightly a bad thing.
That is the Finnish comedian Ismo. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.